time for Joe's National News on the Drone Alex Show.
Deputy Jacob Pickett was shot while assisting and serving an arrest warrant. This happened Friday morning, kind of as we were getting off the show. Pickett was taken off life support earlier this morning. He remained on life support as health officials prepared to donate his organs. Pickett leaves behind a wife and two children, ages 3 and 4. The man suspected of shooting him is a 21-year-old named Anthony Baumgart. He's been booked into the Boone County Jail after being released from the hospital himself. He's facing 6 charges, including murder. Visitation is scheduled for Thursday with the memorial set for Friday. So really sad news there. It's so kind of him and so nice of him and his family to donate his organs. He already served and protected. Now he's going to help out countless amount of people with that. But that was so just so sad and so senseless and so dumb.
Just important to remember to be praying for our boys in blue and our women in blue every single day who put their lives on the line to make sure that we are safe.
Hoosiers were able to buy alcohol on Sunday for the first time since Prohibition. Did anybody go out yesterday and buy some booze or wine or liquor?
I didn't, because you showed us a video of what your lines were like, and I was like, I'm not going to stand in that.
Exactly. What about you, Producer MYK? Did you do it to be part of history?
No.
Okay.
What did you buy?
This was a discount, and I don't get paid by and we don't get endorsed yet. That'd be awesome if we did. But you know me, I like to save that money. So I went to, I think it was Big Red Liquors. It was right there on Broad Ripple, kind of where Liv works at Three Wise Men. So I went there and we bought everything that was Indiana, beer, wine, and liquor. It was 25% off for the next 3 Sundays in the month for the whole beer sale. So I bought, I don't even remember, I bought Latitude. It was kind of like an IPA thing, but it had like coconut and pineapple hints. It sounds gross, but it was so good though. It was really tasty.
I like hardly ever, like I have to make myself drink when I'm home by myself. I am such a social drinker and I never am in the mood to drink when I'm home alone. So it's like, I don't understand like people buying all that alcohol or whatever. I just would never drink it. Like I always have bottles of wine just sitting there unless I have friends over in my fridge.
I ran into some people yesterday. I actually got some audio. I talked to people. People were like, a lot of people when I went to go record them, they were like clammed up, but somebody came in, you'll hear in a second. The guy came in, he's like, "Woo! Yeah!"
He was screaming.
He was so excited to buy beer. Just, it's a cool thing.
Like he couldn't buy it on Saturday.
Well, no, but I mean like it's cool that we finally, 40 of the 9 states were right. Now in Indiana.
It has been very frustrating to not have alcohol sales on Sunday because recently I had a friend whose birthday was on a Monday and I walked into Target. I was going to buy a bottle of wine for her as a gift.
Too late.
I realized, oh my gosh, it's freaking Sunday. I can't. So then I didn't get her anything when I was meeting her for her birthday. So it was late gift. And then there's been, you know, we had New Year's Eve was on Sunday this year. So you make sure you bought all your alcohol on Saturday. If you forgot something or need something last minute, you were out of luck.
Same thing with Super Bowl. That's just mean. And the alcohol's right there in front of your face in Target and you can't grab it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Super Bowl Sundays. Yep. So,
all right, so these people I talked to, they actually, I think they were from Terre Haute, but they were just in town for this. But same thing for all of Indiana. Alicia and Hannah, I asked them, why did they come out today?
To celebrate that Indiana finally did something that makes sense. And we've been having to go miles and miles away to buy alcohol on Sundays. And now we don't. We don't have to buy Saturday to drink Sunday. We can just, we're out here to celebrate.
What about you?
I just think it's great. It's our right legally. And I feel like we should be able to do it on Sunday. Everybody else does. Why not us?
They drink wine and communion on Sundays. So
if you didn't hear, she said that, well, she's like, they take morning communion on Sunday. Now, to be fair, that's grape juice, not wine, but continue on.
Well,
it gets good.
It depends on the denomination of your church. It could be wine.
What?
Yeah, go to the good church.
All right. Well, I go to College Park, but I guess I got to switch it up because they've been giving me grape juice.
Except a lot of times the churches that do serve actual wine, you're also all drinking out of the same cup.
Oh, yeah. When I went to a Catholic church. Yeah. That's how I got mouth herpes.
Hey.
Yeah, I had some tasty wine this morning at church. It was really, really good.
Yeah, you're here.
Exactly.
I didn't go to church this morning, but I am here.
And like, I look at him like, yeah, you probably didn't go to church. No, it was really cool that they just were so excited. They already had alcohol, so what they bought is just like those little mini shots. They bought like 99 bananas. They just bought it just to say that they bought alcohol, not because like they had something in particular. Then I talked to this other guy. He kind of clammed up when I started talking to him, but he's the guy that came in. He's like, woo!
We were talking about this at breakfast. We actually declared today freedom song. Sunday.
Really?
So we feel that our liberties have been expanded today, and we're pretty hyped about it. So that's what cued the emotion when I finally came into the liquor store for the first time on Sunday.
Everybody kind of took it on, too. I think we all silently went, woo! Now I see you got some beer in your hand and liquor, too. What do you got today?
I got some Upland, Latitude Adjustment, and a handle of cheap Seagram's Vodka.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. What about you? What do you got today?
Just purchasing a bunch of stuff from Blackacre. Got some Saucy Intruder and Natural Liberty.
Cool, man. How do you feel about being able to buy a beer for the first time on a Sunday?
I'm excited about it. Tears in my eyes, I guess, as Bill Murray and Caddyshack would say.
Guys, it felt like the greatest moment of my life. Like, first time I went to a Dave Matthews concert, and I don't smoke weed, but I think I got high and I was vibing with everybody there. That's how it felt yesterday. Like, everybody's like, hi, how you doing? How you doing? Like, it was so friendly. Nobody talks anymore. We all got our damn heads in our phone. We're looking down to the ground, just mad at life on medicine.
Do you remember how after 9/11 the whole country came together and was like super united? Did it feel like that? Like,
yes,
we're all friends on 9/12.
Yeah, 9/12, everybody was friends, and now yesterday everybody in Indiana's friends because we get to buy alcohol on Sunday.
It felt like we killed the last ISIS fighter. We're like, suck it. That's how exciting it was yesterday.
Scaring off ISIS.
Yes. That is kind of terroristic. If you ice somebody, that's the worst thing ever. But no, I was really excited about that. And let's see here. I can get you one more story real quick here in Joe's Need to Know News. Okay, I'll go with this one real quick. A woman was fired for eating customers' food at a restaurant. She won't be able to get unemployment now. When the woman was found eating french fries in the back kitchen, she told her boss, quote, she was sampling the food before it was sold to the customers. She was also found on security cameras eating chicken wings, pepperoni, and cheese. No, does it sound like it would be?
Oh, I just didn't know.
She was fired back around Christmas, but since then she violated the company rule for eating without pay. They're saying, no, we're not going to give you unemployment.
Disgusting.
Should she get unemployment, yes or no?
No, because she's at fault. She did something breaking the rules.
Okay, producer MYK, would you give this lady unemployment? Nah. All she did was have some fries. What if she had them after she took the food back? I would love to work in the service industry because I don't know if that's allowed or not, but if you got like half a sandwich, I would totally just like cut around it and I would eat that sandwich.
Ugh.
Why waste all that food? You guys are gross though with germs. I say let that lady get unemployment.